Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. It's the changing of the work shift at China's giant coal mine in Shaanxi province. Miners emerge from deep underground, their faces and clothes black with coal dust. The province contains a third of China's coal reserves. Back in the 1980s, Shaanxi became the nation's energy powerhouse, driving China's phenomenal growth, but polluting the region's air, water, and soil, and poisoning the lungs of miners and residents. Now the local government is trying to get Shaanxi off the country's environmental blacklist. From Shaanxi province, Elise Portaka reports.
To the melody of Happy Birthday, a truck winds its way through the streets of Linfen, spraying water on the road to settle the dust and pollutants. It's a small act which highlights the city's problems. For 3 years running, the nation's environment authority deemed Linfen, in the south of Shaanxi province, China's most polluted city. It's also one of the 10 worst polluted cities in the world, according to the Blacksmith Institute. From his modest house on the edge of town, Wang Zhang points down the lane.
The air pollution here is very bad. In the afternoon, even people standing just over there, you can't see them clearly.
Wang's neighbour, Yang Chunxiang, chimes in. She's in her 70s and says the air is not clear like it used to be when she was a child.
The air pollution is bad, and there are more and more people getting sick. Health is not very good. There's no chance for people here to be fit and well.
And while Linfen might be the worst, it's certainly not the only polluted city in Shaanxi. The province's capital, Taiyuan, is covered in a brown layer of smog. The land here is a patchwork of farmland, coal and bauxite mines, power stations, chemical factories and metal foundries. The Fen River is the heart of Taiyuan, running right through the center. On a bridge crossing the river, signs are posted saying no fishing. Three locals dangle fishing lines into the water below. Just not far away, dead fish drift, their white bellies turned skywards. The fishermen say they aren't worried about pollution and that the fish are okay to eat. But Cao Haixia, a researcher from the Shaanxi Energy Economic Research Institute, says the Fen River is far from healthy.
The Fen River is severely polluted. In the 40s and 50s, the river's water level was really high and boats could travel up and down it. Now many of its tributaries have dried up. In Shaanxi, 70% of waterways are polluted. 50% of these are seriously polluted and can't be used.
And Tao also backs up the assertions of the people in Linfen, who say air quality has deteriorated there.
Atmospheric pollution is very serious, and respiratory illnesses in Shaanxi are common. Cancer rates among residents are also high.
But with Linfen's pollution drawing international attention to Shaanxi, the Chinese central government and local authorities have rolled into action. They've installed scrubbers on coal-fired power plants, closed mines and older factories, and they're now trying out a new tax program with the coal industry. Cao Haixia explains.
For every ton of coal each company sells, they have to put aside about $1.50. This money is then used for reducing pollution and protecting the environment.
And in some big cities, including Linfen, some locals say the environment is improving. These workers building a road in Linfen say many of the worst factories have closed and the air is much better than 2 or 3 years ago. Taxi driver Xiao Hui sees the same thing. At least now, he says, he can see the sun.
We used to get up in the morning, but we couldn't see the sun. It was always dusty. Now, lots of factories have been shut down this year and last year.
The Ministry for the Environment this year announced that Shaanxi's sulfur dioxide emissions decreased more than 6% between 2006 and 2007. The discharge of organic pollutants has also decreased. The Shaanxi provincial government is also offering direct rewards to city leaders. If they manage to get off the country's list of top five most polluted cities, they'll receive a $146,000 reward. They hope this will discourage leaders from being tempted to take bribes. But with polluting mines and factories closing, some locals are worried about jobs. Shanxi's counties rely on coal to support their economies. Mining and industry money has, in recent decades, lifted the living standards of many residents. Now some say it's hard to find work. Mrs. Zhang sells snacks on the street to earn money.
I'm 72 years old and I have five children. They're not working. There's nothing we can do. Even the coal mines don't want people now. Lots of people here have no work.
In areas outside the cities, it can be even tougher. This villager says neither she nor her husband have work. And she says the air here is still just as polluted as before. No one cares about life in the villages, she says. The situation here is symbolic of China's larger struggle to lift people out of poverty whilst protecting the environment. Change is happening, but the government admits that the benefits aren't always evenly distributed. But if, in the next few years, a place with as many challenges as Shanxi can manage to successfully transform its environment and economy, it could act as a blueprint for the rest of the country. For Living on Earth, I'm Elise Portaka in Shanxi.